Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
When Rocky and his crew manage to get away from the Saturnian planetoid at last, their chances of finding the Taurus seem remote. There is nothing to indicate which direction the stolen ship has taken, but Mitch rigs up a detector beam and picks up something which could be the radiation of atomic motors. Taking a careful bearing, Rocky sends the streak in pursuit. But unknown to the search party, the Taurus lies in a clearing on Astros. Ilma is a courteously treated prisoner, and Paul and Ivan are on the run. At the moment, the two boys are hiding behind a stack of benches in what appears to be a public hall. But a new development is taking place.
Paul. Paul. Wake up, Paul.
Why?
Shh. Sorry, I had to stop you talking. Listen. Astrosians. The place must be full of them. They started coming in about halfway through my watch.
Great, Ike, why didn't you wake me?
Oh, there was no point. There is no chance of getting out.
What is it, a meeting or something?
It must be. Look, there is a gap here, between the benches. See them all?
Masses of them. If they find we're here, they'll...
It is a good hiding place. We have a chance.
They're coming in so fast.
I know.
What if they need more benches?
That will be unfortunate for us.
You said it. I wonder what it's about.
We may learn soon. Shh, quiet.
What?
Three or four of them are coming towards this corner.
Granada! Granada!
Ben, shh. They're taking benches away.
Still, keep still.
They're carrying that lot away. Come on, Ivan.
Where to?
We're going to get out from here.
As soon as you do, you'll be seen.
If they move a few more of these benches, we'll be seen anyway.
Shh, quiet.
Ivan, we've got...
Shh, keep quiet. There's our only chance. I don't think they're coming back.
Can you see?
There are no more people standing. That must be all the benches they needed.
Oh, look, we've got to get away from here. I'll be a nervous wreck soon.
Just be thankful they stopped when they did. Another two or three moved and we'd have been found.
That radiance from the wall, it's gone dim.
Now, why should... They have become suddenly quiet.
Perhaps we might be able to... Say, what the...
Music. Earth music.
The place is lighter, too.
Of course. See the end wall? It is a film.
A film? They're showing one of those films left by the Pegasus.
The one from which they learned English.
I'm going to try and have a look.
No, Paul.
Oh, relax.
It was risky to crane out your head in that way.
Period film, it is. The Bandit of Sherwood. Still showing the titles. Look, have a look. Go on.
Paul, it is almost incredible.
Why?
In the center, a bench higher than the others.
Yeah, I saw. Looks like some Amazon leader on it.
Yes, but next to her. Did you not see who was next to her? Ilma. We have found her. This film is being shown for Ilma.
Mitch.
Huh?
Isn't that signal getting any stronger?
Yeah, just what I was thinking, Rocky. Wait, I'll get a reading of the sound intensity. Just switch through.
Uh-huh. What does it show?
According to the meter, it's nearly up 10 dB. It's quite a bit louder.
Ah, then we're gaining. Oh, that's good to know.
Of course we're gaining. There isn't a tub in the spaceways to get away from the streak. It was not exactly 5 minutes ago that we got onto this course. First time hanging heavy on my hands again.
15 hours now.
Time I took another 4 hours in the bunk, huh?
Yeah. Go and have a sleep, Mitch. I'll watch this for a while.
And what about you?
Oh, I'll wake Di in a couple of hours. She can relieve me then.
Oh, I better bring you up a space bottle of hot coffee before I start punishing the pillows, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll help.
You know, sleep would do you more good, Rocky. 15 hours straight watch is too much for anybody.
You bring me that coffee. I'll survive.
Yeah, but I got
Go on, Mitch. My job is to find the Taurus. And I'm not going to be able to relax until we catch up with her.
Thank you.
led on by the mysterious electronic signal, the streak goes plummeting further and further into space. Meanwhile, on Astros, Paul and Ivan still crouch silently in their hiding place.
Until the night, my scullion, you will serve me as befits a man.
I will serve you, my fair one, for always.
Well, that's the end of the film, Ivan.
Keep an eye on Ilma. We must not lose sight of her.
I wonder who's the trump card she's sitting with.
I trust you enjoyed well the entertainment I prepared for you, my guest.
Oh, seeing Earth again. Trees and people.
T'was pleasurable for you?
Oh, I must return there. I must.
T'will be small success to my entertainment if naught but uneasiness comes from it for you.
But Earth is my home.
I had planned other showings of the speaking shadows for you. Perhaps it would be as well not to do so.
Oh, no, please. It was so wonderful seeing green trees and grass and blue skies again.
Well, t'will receive my attention. You understand now how we speak with your tongue?
Yes.
Come. You must return to your place of dwelling.
Oh, no. Now, don't make me go back so soon. Can't I stay away from it for a little while?
You hope to find the scullions.
But they're my friends.
'Tis ill. Scullions must do naught but serve the fair. It was so in the shadow story.
Oh, you don't understand. That was just a special way of talking. He had been a scullion, a servant, but they were going to marry. She called him that at the end as a joke. A sort of way of affection.
'Tis as I said. Your mind is confused. Words mean what they say. They cannot have many meanings. Come, you must return to your room. My people wait for us to leave. Come.
She's going to leave. That official's taking Ilmer out.
Yes. Look, she seems unwilling to go.
Once they leave here, we'll lose sight of her.
It may take an age to find her again. All the people are leaving. Come.
What? Walk out openly?
The lever controlling the wall radiance is in that corner. I watched it and saw. We must get to it. Come.
Okay. Thank heaven we're dressed like them.
Walk casually. There is no one to hear it. I am going to cut off the light. Wait for me near the wall there.
Right.
Paul? Paul, are you there?
Over here. As black as pitch.
Step along the wall. We must reach the door before anyone turns the light up again.
A van?
Yes.
The door's just there.
Walk out naturally.
I'll try.
We did it.
Yeah, but where's Ilma?
There, see? Entering that vehicle.
We'll lose them. It's starting.
There's another one here. Empty. Quickly, get inside.
We don't know how to work it.
We must try quickly before Ilma is out of sight.
With feigned calmness, Paul and Ivan swing themselves into the strange dome-shaped vehicle and reach nervously for the controls. Meanwhile, on the streak, far across space...
Mitch! I thought you were in your bunk.
It's no good, Rookie boy. I couldn't sleep. How you doing?
Gaining all the time.
And you look back at Saturn, it's sure kind of tiny now.
Yeah, I know. We're heading into absolutely unknown space, Mitch.
Yeah, we would be. Where do those pumpkin-headed kids think they're headed anyway?
Yeah, I'm worried about that. Yeah, they must have had the idea they were heading for Earth.
Mm. Hey, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that signal we're following that I certainly don't like.
You don't like?
Nah.
Well, that's a fine thing to say at this stage of things.
Well, I was never quite certain, you know. I was a bit dubious before, didn't I? I kept quiet about it because...
What's worrying you?
Well, listen, I'll watch the path in a minute.
Yeah?
See?
Yeah.
You still feel certain it's coming from atomic motors?
Yeah, it's certainly strange.
The oscillation is all different, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's very hard to feel absolutely sure. Radar shows a speck ahead of us.
Yes.
Magnoscope shows a spot of light just like the blast of a ship.
But why would they be using their motors full blast all the time?
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing that's had me worried.
Yeah, look at the oscilloscope here.
Yeah.
See? Fluctuating madly.
Oh, you're right there. All right, Mitch. No good messing around. Let's call Diane and we'll see what she thinks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there is something strange about this that doesn't quite ring true. But if it isn't the Taurus, what is it?
Hey, Rocky.
Uh-huh.
Rocky, come here, will you?
What is it? Where's Di?
She's at the spectroscope. Been looking for the color pattern of that heavy plutonium we're supposed to find.
Yeah?
Well, she's found it, Rocky. And guess where it's coming from? Right from the same bearing as that signal we're following.
Rocky's face creases in a puzzled frown. Then it's not the Taurus they're following. But what is it? And how does it come to show such strong signs of the rare, heavy plutonium? There are exciting developments ahead, so be sure you hear the next gripping chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.